Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Surah Yasin, verse 55. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون.
In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is recognizing the people of paradise and wants you, O believers, to recognize that this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ideally wants you to be. Allah Azza wa Jal wants goodness for us, but we must make the effort to get there. That's he wants to see. To recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. So for you to become part of Ashabul Jannah, we cannot become Ashabul Nabi because that was exclusively Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But we can meet with all of these giants and these honorable souls in Jannah, when we become Ashabul Jannah. Inna Ashabul Jannah. So Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the people of paradise. Al-Yawma, on that day, on the day today, Al-Yawma, fi shughulin faqihun. Fi shughulin, they are engrossed, they are occupied. Faqihun, happily enjoying them. They will be engaged in their activities, in their occupation, happily enjoying them. So you may ask, but what is perhaps the explanation to fi shughulin? Preoccupied, occupied totally in activities. What? This is because you see in your lives, you speak to people who are those who are retired. Those who are retired, they will tell you that, look, our purpose of life is no more. We don't have that drive to do something. And then you see them going further and further and further down. It just brings you to such a point where you feel totally useless. Depression kicks in. You need tablets to sleep. You're not getting that drive, and you're not getting that money that you used to get too. Perhaps you say, but no, I've got a retirement package. So we explained to you what's retirement package. In Islam, is there such a thing as retirement package? There's no retirement package. You've got to continue working, recognizing your sustainer, slaving to become the proper ideal slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah Azza wa Jal is too kind. He's too kind. He gives you, when you become a proper slave, He gives you benefits in this world. In this world. But anyhow, we just want to focus on this for the next few minutes. Ashabul Jannah, they will be in this occupation. So I said to you, that it was my grandfather, and when he was about 90 years and he lived over 100, Allah Azza wa Jal grant him Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, make him part of Ashabul Jannah, inshallah. So people were complaining, they came to my father, they said that, no, look, your father, how do you people make your father slog like this? Meaning my grandfather. He's going house to sell. So my father said, you know what? We beg him. We say, let's do this. He don't want nothing from us. Firm on these issues. So one day my father got a bit, you know, he said, no, I can't tolerate this anymore. Couldn't sleep. He said he's getting a bucky, 1400 bucky, and he made an arrangement. He said with this bucky that the one who is purchasing from me, he said that, look, the arrangement is such that when I purchase this bucky, it will be based on the fact whether my father accepts it or not. So they said, okay, perfectly fine. And then he got a driver also. He made an arrangement. It's dependent on whether my father accepts it or not. He brought it there. He left it there. My grandfather got upset, purely upset. He said, why are you doing this? My happiness is just to see you as children happy. This is parents. Then he said, no, take it. Take your driver. Take the bucky. I don't want it. I don't go house to house because I need the money. I go house to house to fulfill the which because it's farz upon every male that he has to go out and earn. Right? Every male that is baligh, every male that is sane, it is compulsory upon him to go out and earn. A Muslim. So he says, I'm fulfilling this obligation. كسب الحلال فريضة على كل مسلم. So he goes, he says, no, I'm doing this also because of that. And another reason why is because it keeps me going. It keeps me activated. See, you've got to do things. Now, when you've put yourself in this miserable place, then who else can you blame? When Allah Azza wa Jal says to you that your purpose in life is what? To become the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah says that what is the purpose of وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I've not created the jinn kind and the mankind except that they should worship me. أَي لِيَعْرِفُونَ Mufassirin say to recognize Allah. That's what it means. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, worship Allah hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen until death. Yaqeen, ya mufassirin, are together on this way. It means definition is death. Because death is so certain, there's absolutely no doubt in it. It's going to come. When? We don't know. But it's absolutely certain. It's so certain, it's yaqeen. Yaqeen ibad. It's definitely going to happen. So you must worship. Now you see, you haven't made your objective that I should become the slave of Allah. You've made your objective to earn and bring in all this wealth. Wealth is good when it's spent and utilized in the right areas. But wealth, if it is not utilized in the right areas and your life now becomes where you become the slave, Abdul Mal, you become the slave of wealth, then you've lost your objective. And then when now you are retired, you go into depression. Whereas a believer, if hypothetically, if he does have this retirement package, or this, not this retirement package, this retirement time, I would say, period, he'll say, Alhamdulillah, you know what, I've got enough money now, or I've got, my business is running, people are taking care of it. That's what we mean by retirement. And now I can spend more time in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. My children are managing the business. Alhamdulillah, I'm here. I can give more time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. Seeing that. Now it's not depression. Now it's happiness because now I need to get to that place. Radiyatan mardiyah. Such an absolute beautiful place where Allah Azza wa Jal is happy with the soul of mine. I can focus, give my attention to this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws your attention here. Inna ashabal jannati al-yawma fi shughulin faakihun. They will be involved in the occupation, happily enjoying them. So there's no place for boredom. And in this, there's no also where you have to exert yourself. It's just total bliss. So Surah Yasin, verse 55. Together with that, what is it that you want to in life? You want that you have, you know, sometimes you're enjoying something, but you don't fully enjoy it until you share that moment with someone. You share that moment. I'll give you one example. So, It's going back, we reflect, use all of this so that we can understand better. So my grandfather had two wives. The one wife in Pakistan, she was supposed to come to South Africa. She was the first wife. She was supposed to come to South Africa. She was staying in the village in Pakistan, beautiful village close to Abbottabad, where they claim to have found Bin Laden, all of that. They say they drowned him. But of course, if you claim that, you're not going to let him just go, like you all want to show the world, look, we've got his body. Anyway, whatever they say, they say. So close, a beautiful village. And it goes sort of in a valley. When it snows, absolutely beautiful. Everything fresh, absolutely amazing. Everyone was, you know, the newer generations, they showing me their houses and see how we've progressed. I'm more interested in this village, man. This village, they all moved out of the village. I'm saying, thinking, how can I move in this village? So beautiful, beautiful, absolutely. Anyway, she came out, she was ready to, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a jannah also, she was ready to come to South Africa. Fire ship and all of that. She just came out a little bit. She saw what's happening. She saw the city life. But what she saw was enough for her. And she just wanted to return to explain to the family members that look what I saw. What I'm trying to focus on here is sometimes when you enjoy something so much, you just have to share it with someone else. You need company for it. Allah Azza wa Jal tells you in verse 56 of Surah Yasin that look, you're not going to be alone there on this day. What's going to happen for you? Hum, they were azwajuhum and their spouses. So zawjun, azwajum is plural. So they and their spouses, fi dhilalin, they will be in shades, pleasant shades. They are in pleasant shades, alal araiki, and they will be reclining, alal araiki, on couches, muttakiun, they will be reclining. They and their spouses are in pleasant shades, reclining on couches. So here the word azwaj that is used for those who may say, but I want to be with my wife in this world also. So mufassirin say, yes, the wives of this world and the hurs as well, you will be together on that day. Alhamdulillah, we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'alna minhum, min ashabil jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Other benefits, lahum fiha faakiyatu wa lahum ma yadda'un. So that will be tomorrow, inshallah. Our time is up. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.